Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team with head coach Carly Wager. And Carly's actually in the studio with us.
Hello.
Hi, Carly.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, when we've had you on during the Coach Show, it's always been over the phone, but first time in the studio.
Yes, it's kind of neat.
Yeah. It's big time radio, though, right?
Right.
Well, we're going to wrap up the shadow season and talk about a fantastic season you guys had. Have you recovered from the state tournament?
Yes. The snow days definitely helped. I was able to sleep in a little bit and recover in that sense. It's a lot of energy and just a lot of mental emotions and everything. So it's exhausting, but it's so fun.
It's so fun is right. And it's draining.
And draining, yes.
I know when I got home, I slept for a long time the next day.
Yes.
And thank goodness for a snow day.
Right, exactly.
All right, let's talk about last weekend. It all started on Friday with jazz. And just talk about the girls' performances. You performed twice. Or maybe just walk through with our listeners how the state operates.
Yes. So you have prelims, and that's the top 12 teams. And so if you make it on to finals, that would be the top 6 teams. And so we danced at prelims. We felt like we got a lot of our nerves out then. We had quite a few newbies on the team. And so it is nerve-wracking. I know it's just a gym floor, but it's just the atmosphere of being in a bigger building, the pressure of, you know, this is kind of your one chance to make it to finals. You only get one shot, and that's what it is. So it's a lot of pressure on the girls. But they went out there and they danced wonderfully. We were able to make it onto finals, and we were sitting in second place from prelims, and we knew that they could just secure that spot. Right. And so we gave them pep talks and said, you know, you got all your nerves out. You can do this. Just have that confidence that you need and give us the section performance that you gave us in Monty, because mm-hmm. that was just flawless. And they went out there and they left it all on the floor, and we couldn't be any more proud of them. So we went home with our second place hardware. So it was very close, though. We've been close with YME and St. Cloud Cathedral all year. And so we won in a tiebreaker, and actually won just by 1 point from YME. Right. Yep. So it was very, very close. But
yeah, that, I remember that now that you say that. It was very, very close. So getting first place in jazz was YME. St. Cloud Cathedral, excuse me. And then La Caprile Valley, Dawson Boyd, second place, and YME third.
Correct, yes.
So, yeah, tough competition at state.
It was, yes, yeah.
Talk about the jazz, what it is, what the song is, and how you came about putting the choreography together, maybe some of the girls on the jazz team.
Yes, and so the jazz program actually started when I was a senior. Oh. I took some summer classes going into my senior year just to see if I could try out the jazz technique and stuff, and I found out that it just did not come natural to me, and the skills are very difficult, and so that's
way
something
different than high kick, right?
Very different than high kick, yes. It was something that I felt like my body couldn't just pick up over a summer, and so a lot of the girls that have been doing jazz on our team are also involved in studio dance through Valley in some sort of manner. And yep. So that has really helped them doing that studio dance from a young age and getting that technique down and form. And then that makes it easier right. and more competitive on the jazz team. And so I have really relied a lot on my captains, Emily and Riley. And then Haley does have some jazz background as well too. She's got good suggestions for technique and stuff. And so I'm kind of the one that will say like, ooh, that doesn't look right, but I'm not quite sure how to help you. And so I'll pull the girls out and I'll say, can you watch this person and see what we can do differently? And then they're able to help them. And so I've learned a lot just through the girls helping each other. And so another thing too, we have a choreography choreography committee. And so we do that at the beginning of the season. And so our choreography committee consisted of Annika Fernholz, Peyton Moe, and Emily Torstensen. And so they honestly, I said, you know what? This routine is yours. You take it and run with it. And they did that. I said, this routine, I mean, there was guidance from me, but I fully trusted their ability in doing this. And so I told them at state, I said, your routine has earned you that second place at state. Like, that has to feel really good. Right. And so they were very proud of themselves for really taking ownership of that routine. Right. So
I don't know who it was. One of the girls was telling me, Paul, I asked them that same question. How did that come about? I said, Paul, we want to make you cry when you watch.
Yes. Yes. They are full of emotion with that routine. So they definitely made us cry many times as we watched it. So
I did tear up.
Yeah. Then it was accomplished.
It worked. Yep. All right. Who are the girls? Yeah, the girls. Who are the girls on the jazz team?
Oh, boy. You're going to put me on the spot. So we have Riley Swatsky, Annika Fernholz, Emily Torstensen, Atiana Specht, Isabella Jelly, I think it just is. Layla Poost, Isabella Jacobs, Addie Tufto, and then we have Hannah Oy, Peyton Moe, Grace Vasek, and I believe I mentioned all of them. And then our manager, Rihanna. So, yeah.
Good. Yeah, they did a fantastic job. And, you know, you had some new girls on the floor. And to have come away at the second place, that's fantastic.
Yes, and we'll just come back even stronger next year. Right. So it's exciting.
Okay. All right, any more on Friday jazz that we need to touch on, or should we move on
here? I think that's good.
All right, before we move on to high kick, I just got to give a shout out. You mentioned Layla Poos. She's been injured all year in a boot. What a job she did singing the national anthem.
She did. I actually had to nominate her to be considered for this. And so I had just...
people were asking me, how do you get to do that? I said,
yes.
Oh, I think the coach nominated her.
Yep, I was able nominate her for that. And so she was looking so forward to being able to participate in the state tournament in that sense, since she couldn't be out there performing, dancing. And so she got to do what she loves as well, which is singing. And she's got a beautiful voice. And so she originally was just going to sing for the finals on Friday and Saturday, but after Friday's performance, they had asked her if she could sing at prelims too, so they loved her just as much as we did. So that was fun for her.
I told her later when I saw her, I said, you know, you better hope maybe some Timberwolves brass was in the building at Target Center, and then you sing at a Timberwolves game.
Right. That would be a fun experience too.
I know it was a big thrill for her and her family and the Shadows.
Yes. Yes.
All right. High kick on Saturday brings in a lot more people on Saturday, people off work and stuff, and a lot more people were at Target Center. And I just love the way the Minnesota High School League runs the tournament, and high kick is fun. It's fun to watch.
It is. It's a lot more upbeat music, and a lot more, you see a lot more themes with high kick. And so I do really enjoy watching the high kick dances.
So it's the same procedure as Friday, right?
Correct. Okay. Yep.
And that would be, there's 12 teams.
Yep.
That dance the prelims, and they pick six to dance final.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
So talk about the high kick routine.
Yes.
How many girls do you have on it?
So we danced 23. We started with 25 on the team, and we danced 23 at state. And so, again, we had 11 new girls on the team, and then two of them danced last year at state, but it was not at the Target Center. And so they didn't get the full, you know, state experience. So their nerves were just as much as the new girls, because it was a different atmosphere. Same pressure, but different atmosphere. Yeah. And so we just didn't really know what to expect, you know, out of them coming into prelims. We knew they were so nervous, but we also really believed in them. And we told them that they can do this. And so they just need to go out there and let their bodies do what it does, the muscle memory that it has. And so that's exactly what they did. They went out there. I didn't notice a single mistake out there. And so that was really awesome for them. And they came off just feeling so empowered and proud of their performance. And so we were so proud of them for that. Okay. And so then we were able to advance on to finals. At prelims, we were sitting in third place and we felt so good about that. We told them no matter what happens this week, like we made it to state. Like you are part of the top 12 best teams in the state, and we are so proud.
Great way to look at it.
Yes, exactly. And so then when we saw that we were in the top three, we were just even more excited. Like, that is huge. And so we were feeling really good about that third place. And so once they announced our name for that, we were just so excited. So
and like you said, a lot of new girls, 11
yes.
new girls, you said.
Yes.
So that's amazing.
It is. Yeah.
And I know, talking to Lisa and you and Grace, and where they started in October to where they ended up is phenomenal.
It is. I love seeing that growth in the girls, and just not only their ability, but also their confidence coming in. Because coming into varsity, you know, it's just a different level than JV. And so they might feel like they're the top dogs on JV, but then you get on to varsity and you're kind of back at the bottom of the totem pole, you know?
Right.
And so it's just hard for them to kind of shift and work through that, but it's fun to see that growth as well. So
once again, St. Cloud Cathedral took first. They jumped from double A to A this year, right?
They did, yes.
And then the YME Silhouettes, they actually tied, didn't they?
They tied, yes, they did.
Silhouettes got second, and La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd third.
Yes, and at prelims, they actually had YME in first and St. Cloud Cathedral in second.
Okay.
And so it's not too often that you see it flip. Yep, switch like that, but it does happen from time to time. It all comes down to who performs better, because those scores get thrown away, you know, and you're judged on a whole clean new routine. So, yes.
All right. Can I put you on the spot again? Do you have a list of the high kick girls there,
yes,
in front of
you? Yes, I can.
We want to salute the seniors, too, as we wrap up the Shadows senior season here. Another very successful season for the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. So.
Yes, and so we have Haley Coyle, Reese Oxendorf, Landry Schmidt, Jenna Coyle, we have so many different nicknames for the girls, and so it's hard for me to, like, think of their real names. I think we have, like, five different Reese's on our team, and so we've had to come up with different nicknames for them. And so we have Reese Johnson and Reese Mitchell, Jada Kessler, and Emerson Olson. And then we have Isabella Jelly, Layla Poos, Riley Swatsky, Lexi Gleggie, Reagan Martinson, Hannah Oy, Addie Dahl, Addie Tufto, Mikaylee Wente, Brandy Meyer, Peyton Moe, Jenna or Bella Jacobs, Atiana Specht, Annika Fernholz, and Micaiah Poost, and then our last one we have Grace Vasek.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, hopefully we didn't miss anybody there, but
I hope
did
not.
Pretty good.
Oh, and Emily Torstensen.
Emily Torstensen. Yep. Now we got everybody.
Got everybody.
How about
yes.
managers?
Yes. And so our manager this year for varsity is Rihanna Verkis.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You yeah.
plug the manager too.
Yes.
So. And your seniors, you have three seniors. Why don't you talk a little bit about them?
Yes, we have Riley Swatsky, Haley Coyle, and Layla Poost. And so kind of a fun fact about Riley and Haley is that I was their JV coach in their seventh grade year.
Okay.
And so it's just fun to see how the world works in that sense of I was there for the beginning of their dance career. Now I get to be there. I was there for the end of theirs.
Awesome.
And so, yes, I really enjoyed just getting to know all three of them a little more this year.
Good,
so
good leaders,
very good leaders. Yep. Yes, yeah.
Good. All right, so that's the seniors, and I know your coaches. Talk about them.
Yes, and so we have Sarah Norman. She's my assistant coach, and so she has just been phenomenal this year and just kind of helping guide me through the season, as it's a lot to take on, and so she's been so nice to just help me through that.
And she's posted on social media that was her last year.
She did. Up, she so. Did come out with that
with
today,
a lot of
and
crying
so
faces,
yes.
Emojis.
The girls and I will definitely miss her and her presence, but just like Lisa, I know she's not going to go very far, so she'll still be involved. So yes.
Good. Other coaches?
And then we have Hope Traeger and Ellie Jacobs as our JV kick and jazz coaches.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I interviewed Hope and Ellie during the state tournament and talked about the JV team. And
yes.
Just the passion and the excitement they had, they showed during the interview, was amazing.
Yes, it's so exciting to have them be excited to coach them, because they are the future of our team. And so we are so happy with how they coach the girls and are getting them prepared for varsity. Okay. So we do have our tryouts scheduled already. And so that is March 7th and 8th. And so if you're wanting to come join our dance family, you can come out and try out with us.
All right. Six-year-old men can try out?
No, we can have boys try out, though. So, they do allow that, but you got to be in high school.
Okay.
So,
Well, I tell you what, Grace Johnson helped me on the broadcast during state, and Ken Fransky, and they did a phenomenal job with me, and always fun to cover the state tournament. So.
Good. We appreciate you coming out to do that.
So, did we cover everything?
I think so.
All right. So as we wrap up, Carly, got to ask you, how'd your first year go?
As first year coach. I feel like it went very well. I have learned a lot, some different things that I'll probably implement differently next year. But it was such a growing experience for me. And I loved going to practice every day and the competitions. It's not all sunshine and rainbows, as is every sport, but I do have a passion for dance, and I hope that shows through my coaching with the girls. So, yeah.
And I know Lisa Johnson was just a phone call away.
Yes.
She helped a little bit.
Yes, she is so helpful. So.
Yeah. All right, Carly. Well, I appreciate it. Congratulations on a fine year and bringing home some hardware.
Thank you so much.
Putting a trophy case again, and can't wait to see next year's routine.
Thank you.
So when do you start on the next year's routine?
Well, honestly, it's already started.
We're
bouncing around ideas already and looking for uniform ideas. So when one season ends, the other begins. So it's never ending.
All right. Thanks, Carly, for coming in today.
Thank you, Paul.
That's head coach Carly Wager of the Lacapraw Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. Once again, second place in jazz and third place in high kick in state. And can't wait till next year. So we'll take a commercial break and we'll come back with more of the Saturday Morning Coaches Show right after this.